Corrine grabbed her mother's glove and climbed. For all the terror of the situation, Monkey nimble out of the car into a roaring of snowflakes so fierce she could barely see her mother only a few inches away. Then, on their hands and knees, they crawled back up the incline to the road, now so drifted in snow it was hardly recognizable as a road. Ice rivulets began to form on their faces, snowflakes caught in their eyelashes like living, lashing cobwebs. It was a cold...
Hold on just a minute. Dylan's got a question.
What is an ice rivulet? Like, you know, like, if you have, like, ice on the windows and, like, they, like, form, like, a pattern, I think, on the window.
Like a little white coming off. You know how a rivulet of water will kind of go down a windshield?
Yeah.
If it's really cold, it'll form ice.
Oh, I get it.
Okay.
Okay. Like living lashing cobwebs, it was a cold beyond cold. You couldn't register it. Fingers and toes going numb, faces chill and brittle as ceramic. Miss Husband shouted to Corrine that they go
to... Did that
to
make sense?
What?
That sentence with the C word? Read that sentence again. You said ceramic.
Oh, ceramic.
Does that make more sense now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hosman shouted to Corrine that they'd go to the Gorner farm close by. Wasn't it close by? Though she seemed confused about which direction it was, she set out one way, crossing the bridge, then suddenly halted and reversed. Gripping Corrine's hand, she moved her woolen scarf from around her neck to wrap it around Corrine's head to protect Corrine from frostbite. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Mama will take care of you. It would seem that afterward they walked, trudged for many miles, heads bent against the wind, yet they could not have gone very far at all. Were they walking in circles? It wasn't clear which side of the creek they were on. Miss Hosman couldn't remember. It was not even clear where the road was exactly. There was a high ringing sound in the air above the tolling of the wind, like a voice. The words so drawn out of you, you couldn't hear them. Like high tension wires, except of course there were none along the Ransomville Road. Electricity had not yet come to this remote part of, is it Chautauqua?